The JVS Show.
Weekdays from 9.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
These services are an addiction. I mean, I'm a personal user of this, these services. I've been using them for the last 10 to 15 years. And it's an addiction. You know, it should be treated like any other addiction, like drugs and drink.
So are you telling us this morning that you are addicted to prostitutes?
Yeah.
What is it about prostitutes that appeals to you?
I don't know. It's just a buzz of it. It's just like any drugs. You know, like they say, drugs, crack cocaine is better than sex. But, you know, it's like that, isn't it?
How old are you?
32.
So you're a 32-year-old man, and for 15 years you've been using the services of prostitutes.
And that's how I've been finding them through the local newspapers in the classified sections.
Really?
Yeah.
So for you, it's very helpful.
Well, not really. It's not helpful. It's an addiction which I don't want. And, it, you know, as you know of addictions, they're hard to, you know, get rid of, like, you know, drugs. So my point is they shouldn't be there. They should be, you know, abolished or whatever.
But come on, Jay. I mean, you're not stupid. I'm not stupid. Most of us listening are not stupid. If they weren't advertising in the local paper, as a 32-year-old man, you'd just go and find them elsewhere, wouldn't you? On the internet or wherever?
Well, 10, 15 years ago, they weren't on the internet. They were just around, you know, the street corners. And if you look on the street corners now, there's hardly any of them there. There's not a lot of them there. You know, they're nearly obsolete on the streets. That's where you find them, in these massage parlours and advertised in the newspapers.
The girls that you meet, do they want to be doing the work that they're doing?
Well, they say, well, most of them say this, but most of 85% of them are foreign from European Union. And it's like, you know, they've been forced into this, and, you know, they look happy on the front face, but, you know, on the inside you can tell there's something not right, you know, they've been forced into this. I mean, most of these massage parlours and all these you know, places you go to are run by big gangs, you know, big organised, you know, it's not anybody around the corner, street corner can do it. It's like big organised gangs that have been running these places.
But if that's the case, and if that is how you feel when you come across some of these women, why on earth would you want to use their services? Because, OK, I understand you talk about an addiction.
It's an addiction, like I said to you.
Yeah,
it's an addiction.
Yeah, I understand you talk about an addiction. However, you feature in this scenario as well. And surely it must make you feel like utter dirt if you're paying somebody to have sex with you, and you know that person having sex with you, they are hating every single minute of it, they are hating the fact that they are having to work in this industry, you must come away from that feeling awful about yourself.
You do. Most of the time I do. But like I said, it's an addiction which is uncontrollable, so...
But wouldn't you rather find someone who loves you and fancies you for who you are and wants to have sex with you because they love you?
Yeah, anybody can do that. But like I said, this is an addiction that's been going on for a long time. And, you know, that's what I point out to you. This is wrong, the way that, you know, I've been advertising local newspapers and things like that. If it wasn't there, you know, it's like advertising drugs in newspapers.
But do you think that most men who use these services, are they also addicted?
Yeah, it must be. It must be an addiction. You know, it's an addiction, isn't it? I mean, obviously, I'm not a high earner, I'm an average earner, but sometimes, you know, it does cause you financial difficulties as well.
How many times will you pay for sex a week?
Sometimes 3 or 4 times a week.
And how much do you have to pay each time?
Average £50, £60.
£50 to £60, and you're doing it 3 times a week?
Yep.
You need some help with this.
Yeah.
But have you tried to find help? Or do you just accept that this is an addiction you're always going to have for the rest of your life? You're going to be paying people who don't ultimately want to have sex with you. You're going to be paying them.
A bit of both, really. I have looked and, you know, it's like it's one of the things you just have to live with. Because the thing is, I enjoy it as well.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.